Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So have you heard of the product Liquid Death?
Yes.
Yeah, the water, right?
Do you love it, Maitland?
I love it.
Okay, I thought so, based on the yes you had.
They have so many flavors now. It's crazy. And they make teas.
They just sold 10 empty cans of iced tea that were drank by Ozzy Osbourne.
What?
The sales pitch was that they contain Ozzy's DNA. They sold them for $450 each and sold out immediately.
There will never be another Ozzy Osbourne unless you have his actual DNA. Introducing infinitely recyclable Ozzy by Liquid Death. These cans have each been drunk by Ozzy himself. And each can contains trace DNA from Ozzy's saliva, as well as his handwritten signature. Once technology and federal law permits, you can replicate Ozzy and enjoy him for hundreds of years into the future. Just imagine if you could bring back early 80s Ozzy. He can mow your lawn, perform at kids' birthday parties, or anything you want.
Get it, Ozzy clone.
So get your can of infinitely recyclable Ozzy. No, this is not a joke. There's only 10 available. Act now.
So Ozzy must have signed off on this.
Yeah.
And they've got a woman doing the voiceover that's supposed to sound like Sharon, I assume.
How much are the cans?
$450. They all sold out.
That's actually pretty...
Low.
No, it's not. I'm going to stop you. It's not a pretty good deal.
Okay. What I meant was...
signed, right?
For a person who's a huge Ozzy fan,
mm-hmm.
that is probably not a lot of money. Because you probably have autographs... You got all the albums hanging up, and they're framed and on the wall, and you have pictures, and you have various other things from Ozzy. $450 to have that.
Yeah, and very unique. And there's only 10 of them?
Yeah.
I would have snapped up all of them if I could have.
Yeah.
You would have?
Oh, yeah, to resell them, because I don't care about signatures much. But the fact that they're signed, if it was just a can, like, oh, Ozzy held this, I'm never going to give a rat's ass about something that's been touched by somebody or whatever. But the signature would be kind of cool to have. And like Steve said, if you came across an Ozzy fan and there's only 10 of those, that's a collector's item for sure. So,
like
yeah.
They undervalued them.
You think if you went to somebody's house and they're like, hey, check out what I got. And then they take you down in their basement and there's no other Ozzy stuff. This is their beginning. And they showed you their can of Liquid Death and it's empty, drank by Ozzy. And then they tell you $450. You can be like, good on you. Or you're going to be like, oh, neat. And then think, what an idiot.
The first thing I'm going to ask is how much you paid for it. And if it's $450, I'm going to say you got a good deal on that.
You are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, we were kind of talking about this at the beginning, before the show this morning. I think I would judge somebody less if they spent $450 on the Ozzy Liquid Death can than I would if they were genuinely excited about buying the Sydney Sweeney bathwater soap.
Okay.
I would judge them significantly less because I'd be like, you stupid effing incel. You really think it's her bathwater.
And if it was, what does that do for
you?
Right. Yeah,
how much is that?
I don't need. It's the Dr. Squatch brand, so I'm assuming it's probably 20 something bucks.
Okay.
A bar?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Maitland has real questions about whether or not Sydney Sweeney is bathing enough to get enough water for soap.
Well, but you know each bar, like, they just dump it into the gigantic, huge
even
vat,
if it is.
So it's a molecule of whatever.
Or just the fact that people believe that it actually is. Even if it is, like you said, you're getting a molecule of it. But
you know for a fact
she just went to the Squatch Labs and was like, yeah, pick this scent, this scent, this scent, call it a day, this is my bathwater.
Do you think that the Ozzy stuff actually was drank by him?
Yes.
You do?
Liquid Death doesn't play around.
No, man, they're serious.
How do you know the ethics of Dr. Squatch and Liquid Death so well, Maitland?
Yeah, I'm
a Liquid Death. I'm a Liquid Death fan through and through.
Is that you're blinded?
I am, maybe.
Okay,
maybe.
But also, that's only ten. That's only 10 cans. He definitely drank those. He's an old man. He likes tea, and he's British.
I mean, you can't argue with that logic.
You can't, because there's no logic there.
Have some tea, you British piece of crap.
Ozzy definitely drank those, but yeah, there's. I would judge
you
someone
really
less.
You really think he did?
I do.
He's got to be on so many meds. He can't have something that's a little bit off the radar.
Okay, so we had one a day for 10 days.
Oh, man. No wonder he's dying.
He's going to live forever.
He probably is. Well, then again, we thought he was dying 40 years ago.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Him and Keith Richards.
The fact
going to have
yeah.
dual funerals in 1987, and now here they are.
It's remarkable.
Both being old.